Hello, this is Reverend Ann Preswell, and this is your tapping script to tap along with about fear of making an investment. You know, a lot of times we up-level in our business, and it can be scary, whether it's investing in ourselves or investing in a mentor or investing in a training or investing in getting some support. It can be a little scary. So I created this tapping script for you to tap along with so that you can move through that block. So I invite you just to simply tap along with me. Just go through the tapping points. You can find those on the website, divinelyintuitivebusiness.com, under the home, under freebies. Okay? All right. So let's tap along with these statements. Even though I have no idea how I'm going to make this investment back, I really want to. On some level, I do think it's possible for me to do that, but I don't know where that is yet. I don't know how. I really want to make my investment back. I want to make my investment back tenfold, but I don't know how. I don't know if it's possible. I do believe it's possible on some level within me, and I'm willing to consider that there's a way to do this. I'm willing to consider that I can receive that information. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't it be great to make my investment back? Wouldn't it be wonderful to make my investment back tenfold? Even though I don't know how it's going to happen, maybe I don't have to know how that's going to come into being. Maybe I can trust the universe to show me the way. Maybe I could trust my guidance to show me. Maybe my intuition will guide me. Actually, I think I can be open to that. I can learn to trust my intuition while I build my business. I really can. So maybe I could just trust. I want to trust. And actually, I choose to trust. I choose to trust because I want to give myself that gift. I want to give myself the gift of trusting. I could do that. I've tried lots of other ways, but I haven't really tried trusting. You know, the fact that I'm thinking about money makes it a little scarier to trust. Who am I kidding? Money does get in the way of trusting sometimes, that's for sure. I wonder if it has to. It usually does. I've heard that some people really trust God to provide for them and provide for them in an abundant way. They don't worry about money. They seem to have lots of it. I wonder if I could learn to trust like they do. One thing that I noticed that's really the difference between them and me is that they've really developed their skills not only of trusting, but acting. They act upon the information that they get in their intuition, from their intuition. They know what steps to take. And they take them. When they're guided to take certain steps, they actually do take them. They don't just think about it. Another difference is that they have really developed their skills in their business. They've developed their skills in the ways in which they bring in money. So maybe that's also what I really need so that I can fully trust. Maybe what I really need is to learn the skills of not only my intuition, but also how to make money in my business. Well, that's definitely one reason I'm here, so that I can learn intuitively how to be better at what I do every day. I am really ready to begin to trust now. I really am. Because you know what? I choose to trust. And I'm just going to say it. I trust. I trust the universe. I trust the divine. I trust God. I trust that it is possible for me to make this investment back. And I trust that it is possible for me to even make it back tenfold. And I don't have to know how right now. I trust that I will be guided. I can allow my own perfect intuition to show me the way. I can allow my own perfect connection to the universe, to the divine, to God to show me the way. I can trust. I can allow it. I can allow the information to flow in and through me. I can allow that information to flow through me so that I can have enough. And I can even have more than enough. Oh, my word, have more than enough. How fun is that? That actually sounds really exciting. If I have more than enough, I won't have to scrimp and save. I'll be paid well to do my spiritual work. If I have more than enough, that means I can bring my spiritual sacred gifts to the world. And I can make more than enough money. That means I don't have to be tied to being broke. I don't have to be tied to not having enough. I don't have to be tied to struggling to get more clients. I don't have to be tied to feeling like I don't have enough or I can't spend what it is I want. That would be wonderful. I am tired of not enough, and I'm tired of feeling broke. Truthfully, I'm tired of not trusting. I'm tired of the internal struggle. And I am so ready to be done with all of that. I'm willing to let my poverty consciousness go away. I'm willing to step into a wealth consciousness, even though I'm not sure what that looks like. But I'm willing to see it. I am willing to see what it would look like, to know what it would feel like, to experience it, to be it, to have it, and to manifest it. I am willing to have a wealth consciousness and a spiritual business where I bring my incredible gifts to the world. I choose to be seen by the world in all my glory because I know that my connection to the divine guides me in all ways, always. And it helps those who see me because when I claim and show my magnificence to the world, other people do the same. They get permission. Not from me, but from themselves. And that is what I want. I want to touch the lives of others by being the magnificent being that I am, to give them permission and the space to be magnificence using their divine gifts. I am willing to have a wealth consciousness, to have this as I bring my beauty to the world, as I bring my magnificence to the world, and as I bring my powerful connection to the divine, to the world. I'm willing to have abundance. I choose to have abundance. I want to have abundance. I love having abundance. And I choose to allow it now. I choose to create it now. I choose to be it now. I choose to own it now. I choose to be great abundance. And I choose to be a person of great abundance. I choose to know and to understand what it is she would do and how she would act, being a person of great abundance. And I choose to act like that. I choose to be that. I choose to have more than enough. And I choose to be someone who has more than enough. Today, I choose to bring my spiritual work to the world and to share it in great abundance with the world. And I choose to receive great abundance in return. Today, I let go of my fear of abundance, my fear of connection with the divine, my fear of surrender to the divine, my fear of hearing what the divine has to say and has to bring to me. I let go of my fear, and I allow this connection to guide me. Today, I am whole. I am perfect. I am complete just the way I am. I am connected at all times, and I am provided for in all ways, always, by the divine. And I allow this providing to fill my life, to fill my business, to fill my body in its own perfect way. And I am grateful. Today I say thank you, God. Thank you, Divine. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Universe, for providing for me in such magnificent ways. I say yes, and I receive this abundance today, right here, right now, in my being, in every bit of my being. And it is so, now and forevermore. Thank you, God. Amen.